just, I'm grateful for all of you, actually. Well, again.
Except Adam.
Obviously.
Right.
Okay, Adam and Daniel are lovely human beings who are all very proud that they've co-hosted this show and told us not to thank them.
Adam Burns, so phoning it in since 2014.
So fuck you. We don't care. But thank you anyways.
But you know what? But both of them are also the reason that, oh my God, they're still talking was birthed.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Slink and afterbirth.
So send your letters too. It's their fault, really, yeah. When you think about it.
But excuse me. I would not have met the love of my life, one Big Fatness, who is.
I was going to say.
The I Chi of all things wonderful.
The I Chi.
The Fatness and his holiday nuts will always have a special place in my heart.
I mean, let's be honest. No. And RC. RT Cruiser was on last night with me, and I like teared up when I saw him. I was like, oh my God, hi. I think I was way too energetic when I saw his face. Finds, love it conquers.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The love of my life, Big Fatness.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4810. BFO for Thursday the 16th of July 2026, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm tell you all about my day, follow-up questions, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, updaters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your updaters today, because y'all saw something on the inner tube saying, I have updated my cellular telephonic device to the public beta of iOS 27. Y'all, I didn't even know that that was a possibility. So y'all, I've just been updating like there's no tomorrow. Y'all, you just if you're interested, I've got the Apple clock updating right now. I already did the cellular telephonic device. And the absorbent iPad and the Apple Snack TV. So, y'all, if you want, go over there to the beta updates and click that you want to get the iOS 27 ones. Big Fatty, shouldn't this have been a technology segment? Maybe, but y'all, let's just think of it as a memory lane segment for Archer.
Hey, Archer, this is Elizabeth Hasselbeck from ABC's The View. Just wanted to say hello.
Big Fatty, you really know how to bring the little show down, don't you?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 16th of July, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never met this person. I guess I've seen pictures of him, but I can't get a mental image. Oh, Big Fatty. Needless to say, he is an important part of the Pride 48 community because, y'all, he's married. He's married to one of the co-hosts of the... y'all, it is the husband of none other than that Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Tank Huffington. Big Fatty, we love Tank Huffington, even though we've never seen him, but he's very important, it's true. So, y'all, I don't know if Tank is on the social medias, but I know Kathy Carlisle, Carlisle Huffington. Be ready? Your little tongue-tied there, twist it up. Y'all, but I know Taffy Carlisle Huffington is on the... on the social medias, as is that coffee boy. So y'all, if you see Tank or Taffy or Taylor, wish Tank a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of, well, you know, I would normally say cake here, but well, we really know what Tank wants, a big old piece of beef. Fatty, I've made it vulgar.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, now, y'all, I told you that I failed to remind you to watch the first episode of The Pressure Lock with that Elizabeth Banks. And yes, Big Fatty, it's she's related to the Banks family and Mary Poppins. Well, anyway, y'all find it on the Hulu or the Hula or whatever it's called, and go watch episode one for this summer, because y'all, it is absolutely fantastic. Y'all, you've got to go find it on the Hulu. Big Fatty, I think that's what Tank Huffington wanted, was to find it on the Hulu. Big Fatty, I've made it vulgar again. Talking on my part, I feel like I'm very happy to have the calm, happy music. Well, I am too. Y'all, since we're just quickly, y'all watched the first episode of the, well, I'll tell you about that now that we're talking about the my day. Y'all, I'll come to that in a minute. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all headed over to Shady Pines and met my lady friend there. Y'all, they had a special. It was a stuffed pork chop, and it came with two sides, and so I ordered the special and a baked potato, and they had sauteed mushrooms, and y'all, they were delicious. But y'all, when my pork chop came out, y'all, it wasn't cooked properly. It was a little on the underside, so I had, y'all, I'm not one of those people that does that, but y'all, I'm not going to eat uncooked poke. So I sent it back. Y'all, my lady friend, she hits that, you know, my meal allowance is ending on Thursday, and I've got over $200 left on it. Supper is on me. I said, well, thank you for calling. And so y'all have sent my poke chop back, but y'all, I ate the baked potato and the mushrooms, and y'all, they sent out a whole new poke chop after a while. I'm sure they checked to make sure it was thoroughly cooked, and y'all, then they told my lady friend, there'll be no charge for this, because it had to be sent back. And so, y'all, she didn't have to pay a thing, and I thanked her for her generous offer of nothing. So, anyway, y'all, after that, came home, I did watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then after that, I watched the Wheel from the day before. I don't know why I didn't watch it the day before, but I didn't. And so I watched that while The Wheel was on, because, you know, The Wheel's in reruns right now. And so I watched, I watched the Jeopardy from the day before. I think I said the Wheel from the day before. The Jeopardy from the day before. And then when it was over, I watched the Jeopardy from yesterday. And y'all, I'm telling you, there are young people on there and they're smart as a whip. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, smart as a whip. And that, y'all, then I switched it over to the, y'all, it was the All-Star sports ball game. And I had it on and was watching a little bit of it, but I was piddling around doing other things and all. And y'all, then headed to bed. Y'all, I was tired. I don't know why, but I was tired. And y'all slept like a baby and got up on hump day morning. Y'all had my coffee, had a couple of pieces of sourdough toast, read the newspaper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I wasn't off. I just started doing my nipple walking inside, and I walked for about 45 minutes, and y'all, I told the nip that that we were gonna, and that I was wanting to go to the Costco and to the, before we went to the Von's East, and so I picked him up at 10 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it threw his entire daily schedule off because he had to get up at the crack of dawn, 8 o'clock. And picked him up, and y'all went and got Earl Grey Wurst. And then we headed over to the Costco. Y'all, the Costco, y'all, you know, I drink the Major Dickerson, Pete's Major Dickerson blend of the coffee. And y'all, they have it in the whole bean, 2-pound bag. And y'all, every once in a while, they have it on sale. And when they do it, y'all just buy it like there's no tamari. And so, y'all, it was on sale. Each bag was just under $16. Normally, it's $21.50 or more. So I got like $5.70 off each bag. Y'all picked up some lactose-free milk, and y'all they had it's called Refresh, I think is what it is, Refresh, and it's these little vials of eye drops to keep your eyes moist, because y'all, Big Fatty's eyes are just always watering, especially in the morning and everything. And y'all, they were on sale. What were they? They were $22.99, but you got $4.50 off of it. So that took it down to what, $18.49. Well, y'all, in the Von's East, and that was 100 count. In the Von's East, they had a 70 count for $20.99. So I got 30 more for $1.50 less. Big Fatty, you cheap ass. But y'all, about eight bags, or 2-pound bags of that coffee. Y'all, it ain't gonna go bad. So, and y'all, you get it. You get it when you can. And y'all, from there, we went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all, as I do on hunt day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, didn't have much on sale that I wanted, but I was able to pick up a few things. Y'all, picked up a bag of that Caesar salad. You know, they say you're going to get explosive diarrhea if you eat solids now. I said, well, Granny has that. That's called Tuesday for Granny. Y'all, they had the grated Parmesan cheese on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the rainbow sherbet ice cream. Buy one, get one free. I got a tub of that. Y'all picked up a couple of pounds of the Butterball ground turkey. It was on sale. Got a bag, 3-pound bag of onions. They had the matchstick carrots. buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the little Nutter Butter bites. You know, the, just a little, like a little coin. They were on sale. Got a bag of those. They had the zero sugar Jell-O puddings. Buy one, get one free. So I got two chocolate and two vanilla. And y'all, that's all I bought. That is all. Oh no, and I got a little package of yellow rice mix. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, I spent $27.43, but I saved $21.52. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I got home and put my provisions away. I had a little lunch, and y'all, I watched the Dancing with the Stars, the Next Pro competition. Y'all, there were six men and six women competing, and several of the men's are just lovely. And y'all, I think they're filming it down there in the future. Probably RT Cruiser and Straight Bob and Scotty the little Aussie Battler. They probably, you know, maybe even Space Ace. Big Fatty, does he even listen still? I don't know. You know, he was the first number two fan. No, Miss Beaver was the first number three fan. Did all of that, and y'all, then I started updating all of my Apple Snack things, and y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and y'all, I know what else. Yeah, y'all, Tuesday afternoon, y'all, cellular telephonic device rings, and y'all, it's that Joe Batanz. You know Joe Batanz. You know he used to be on the Catching Up with the Big Liar, y'all, now he does the Throwing Down with old Crooked Hat. And evidently, the two of them were talking about Burger on the Throwing Down. I think Crooked Hat was accusing me of guilting people into recording a little show. Y'all, it has not worked with the Crooked Hat. Let me just tell you that. But anyway, they called, and that's one of the things we discussed. And but y'all, it was good to talk to them. Y'all, I ended up, because of my appearance on the little show, got a little coupon so I can listen to the Throwing Down without having to pay through the nose, as they say. Big Fatty, I can only imagine what comes out of your nose. Well, anyway, but lovely to hear from them. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, you know, my cameras, I told you, were draining so quickly, so y'all, I did a little test, and I recharged them and let them run here in the villa, and y'all, they just went down by like 1% in one day, and so y'all, I evidently the weather was affecting them, so I put them out. I put the backyard one out on Tuesday night, and the front porch out today, and y'all been working just like they're supposed to. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Taffy Carlisle Huffington, and Taffy, you know it's Tank's birthday. Is there any little secret you want to whisper in his ear?
The love of my life, Big Fatness.
Oh, that'll make him angry. Big Fatty, do you ever think that that's what she wants to do?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.